listening to an episode of the Dynasty Draft Room podcast, brought to you by DynastyDraftRoom.com.
Welcome in to the Dynasty Draft Room. It is a great day to mock draft. My name is Matt Hicks, at the FF underscore educator, and I am unfortunately a very sad Giants fan on this day, joined by my equally sad co-host, Zach Patra, at NFL underscore Zach. You know what, Zach? I was thinking this weekend, it makes a lot of sense that the Giants fan and the Vikings fan are this into the draft, man. I think, you know, legitimately, I'm sitting there. It's the last drive of the Giants game, and we already know Barkley's probably out for the season at that point, right? And Daniel Jones is in the red zone, and he throws that ball to Golden Tate. And I should have been upset when Golden Tate dropped that ball. It doesn't matter. It was OPI anyways. I should have been upset, but I got to tell you, I was a little happy because I was like, you know what? This is what we need right now. I'm already on to the draft, man. It's week two, and I'm already on to the draft.
Yeah, see, I almost tweeted that it's a great year for my Minnesota Vikings to go 0-16. It's a perfect year for it. Almost tweeted it, but I know my Vikings faithful would have probably eaten me alive. So
Here's the problem. Your team's actually good. Like, they're legitimately a good team, and they're going to be fine. The Giants suck. The Giants are bad. So what we're going to do here on today's episode, we're going to do a 2021 NFL mock draft. It is our 2.0. We gave it a good amount of time, Zach, in between the first one and the second one. But we got a little bit to work with now. We got 2 weeks worth of NFL content to work with. And obviously, things are going to change. We're going through this mock draft order based on the most recent Vegas odds I could find on NFL point totals. These are not our power rankings. This is not our order. This is the most recent Vegas odds. And so it's not going to be a perfect draft order, but I think it's going to give us a pretty decent idea of where some teams may be picking when it comes to the 2021 NFL draft. Zach, any thoughts before we jump into this thing, man? Or are you just ready to kind of, we'll go back and forth. We'll go every other pick here. So we'll have one combined mock draft. But, you know, any kind of comments, overview, prep before we jump into this thing here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to dig into this a little bit more because I am obviously deeper into my scouting now where, you know, I'm up near the 200 prospects scouted so far. And, you know, I got a good feeling of who's going to be some of those top-tier prospects going into the NFL draft. Obviously, more will change with the college football season, but getting to know some of these lesser-named prospects, I'll say, and some of them sneaking into, like, the later talks of the first round, you know, I'm excited to take a look to see where these guys fall here.
Yeah, I mean, we already have some guys, you know, not the SEC hasn't started play yet. Obviously, the Big Ten hasn't started play yet, but we already have some guys that are sticking out to us. And so, Zach, before we jump into this thing here, man, I'll just point out DynastyDraftRoom.com. I got it pulled up right here. I got team needs pulled up. I have our full database with over 600 prospects pulled up. That's what I'm using to kind of, you know, help guide me along. You know, I'm all in. I got like 60 tape reviews on the offensive side of the ball. I need some help on the defensive side of the ball, so I'm following along. DynastyDraftRoom.com/2021prospects. So, If you want to do your own mock drafts, if you want to just see some more in-depth analysis on all the players we're going to talk about, it is a deep, deep database we have at DynastyDraftRoom.com. I'll tell you what, Zach, Jacksonville Jaguars on the board. I will go ahead and take the first pick of the draft. So I'm going to make it nice and easy here. I'm not going to let you have the easy pick. I get it. Minshew mania, all that good stuff. And again, we're using Vegas odds. I know the Jaguars have a win and they almost got a second win and Minshew mania is all over the place, but we're using Vegas odds. They still have Jacksonville with the first pick. And if Jacksonville is sitting there with the first pick, which they realistically could be, it's got to be Trevor Lawrence. Let's not get cute. Let's not overanalyze this. We saw Trevor Lawrence absolutely shred the Citadel apart. Now, I know it's the Citadel, but if you look at some of the throws he made, it was just so impressive, his accuracy, his anticipation. He can put the ball where it needs to be in a very tight window. We saw that displayed multiple times, even against the Citadel. So lots of season to go. We're not going to get cute here. It's going to be Trevor Lawrence with the first pick.
Yeah, and listen, he's not a bulletproof prospect. I mean, we've already talked about some of his deficiencies, you know, early on in his college career, but the kid's as bulletproof as it gets when it comes to like a, you know, you can't say a surefire prospect, but someone that is going to, where the sky's the limit for the kid. So you can't not pick him if you're the Jaguars here. So I get the Washington football team. And this is another easy pick for me. I think they need some help on the offensive line and left tackle. Penei Sewell is the obvious pick for me here. You know, if you're not a team that needs a quarterback, I think getting Sewell here is just perfect. And with him already declaring for the draft, he should be a surefire top three pick here.
See, I don't. Was this you? Didn't give any thought to the quarterback position here?
No. I think they're going to give Haskins a little bit of a run here. I know the talks are there's a new regime in Washington. You know, if they're the second overall pick, they probably could look at taking a quarterback here. But I don't know, man. When Sewell's on the board, you don't pass on a guy like that who can protect your quarterback.
And I really wish you had, because I wanted to take. I'm looking at Cincinnati here, who we have with the third pick, again going off of Vegas odds, and offensive line is really where I want to go with this pick. I have a little bit trouble though, Zach, you know, figuring out who's the value here with this pick. I mean, I think we're reaching a little bit if we're going down to the tackle position, right? Like, I feel like the next guy off the board is probably Cosme. I don't think we could go interior in the top three picks. So no. You're in a little bit of a tough spot here if you're the Cincinnati Bengals with what you want to do with this pick. You know, if you're just going best player available, you know, I think the linebacker position is a position of need. I think Micah Parsons has to be tempting. But you got to think the emphasis is on the offensive line here, right?
I don't know, man. I've watched both all 22 games, or not both of them, but the first all 22 game, and caught part of the red zone game for the Bengals when they popped up. Those linebackers, I don't know how to put it nicely, are not good.
They're not good.
I would say if I'm picking for the Bengals, Parsons is a great pick for them right now.
Oh man, I hate it, because it means he's not going to fall to the Giants, who I think could definitely use him. But we'll go ahead and we'll take Parsons off the board here with the third pick, which brings us to the Carolina Panthers here, Zach, with the fourth pick.
Yep, and I would have swiped Parsons here for the Panthers. But this, honestly, this makes it tough, because my heart and soul to Teddy Bridgewater, the former Viking. You know, I don't want to see him.
Yeah, stick with it. No. Stick with it. Make it fun.
Oh, so you might want me to go away from the quarterback position. All right, I see.
I want you to keep Teddy at the quarterback position.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, then give me Patrick Surtain. He's my number one corner for the 21 draft right now. And I think this is something that it's a huge need for the Panthers, who seem to be giving up a lot of receiving yards this year already.
All right. So far we have Trevor Lawrence, quarterback at a Clemson, first overall pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Penei Sewell, Micah Parsons, and Patrick Surtain off the board. I desperately begged you to help me get here, Zach. With the fifth overall pick, man, New York Giants, I'm taking Justin Fields right off the board. I think that we have seen what Daniel Jones is. I don't think there's any reason to sit on your mistake anything more. If the Giants are picking in the top five picks of the 2021 NFL draft, which I think there's a good chance they do, it means David Gettleman is out of his job. His quarterback is no longer going to be the franchise quarterback of the New York Giants. They move on here from this failed experiment. And Justin Fields would be an immediate upgrade in this offensive scheme right now. I mean, I was watching this game, and I was like, Justin Fields could do more with these wide receivers than Daniel Jones actually can. So they don't even need to flip around the scheme for Justin Fields to just slot right in for the Giants. I think they will. I think they'll improve when he's there, but he could run that offense right now. Oh, yeah. Get out of here with this next pick.
I'm doing this, man. If the Jets are picking at six, they need to get rid of Sam Darnold, man. I am not sold on him being the quarterback behind the Jets under center right now. Give me Trey Lance, who's more athletic, can make the big throws compared to Sam Darnold.
This is not Sam Darnold's fault. This is not
Sam Darnold's fault, but he's not making anything happen behind there either. Trey Lance is someone that can make something happen behind there.
No, absolutely.
Give me Trey Lance here.
This is
we'll ask Twitter later.
You're giving up on Sam Darnold as a prospect way too early.
We also gave up on Josh Rosen way too quickly.
Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold are not on the same level. There's a reason one went third overall in that draft class and one snuck his way into 11th or something like that.
I think he's 11 or 12, yeah.
I think Sam Darnold is miles ahead of Josh Rosen as a quarterback. He always was. And Sam Darnold is still younger than Joe Burrow. This kid's young.
I know, that's crazy, man. He came into the league at
19.
That's crazy. I don't care. He They need to start over here.
I hope the Jets give up on Sam Darnold because I need him to go somewhere else.
Give him a better situation. And you know what? If they're still picking sixth overall and they want to keep their head coach around, they got to change quarterbacks here.
Gosh, I'm tilting so hard I didn't even look ahead to my next pick. All right, the Miami Dolphins here with their first pick of the first round, their own pick. Vegas has them at 7 right now. There's a couple different options for what we could do. You know, giving some offensive line help would be nice. I do think that they're going to plug in some offensive line pieces. I don't know that they'll do it this high. Instead, I think they're going to go with a playmaker. And I know the popular pick is Ja'Marr Chase as the first wide receiver off the board. And Ja'Marr Chase, I think, is the most talented wide receiver off the board. But I'm going to double down, Zach, on what I've been saying for a while here. And I actually think Jalen Waddle is going to be the first wide receiver off the board in this draft class. Speed sells. He's a good fit there, not only in that offense in terms of what he can offer. He's got the chemistry of playing with Tua before. So I think that is just going to be a really attractive feature for Miami here, whose focus is going to be on the offense in this next NFL draft class. They've done a good job defensively through free agency building that side of the ball. Now it's time to focus on giving your young franchise quarterback weapons that you know he can click with.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly probably an obvious pick just because, like, the Tua-Jalen connection kind of just seems obvious, which means it probably won't happen. But, I mean, I could honestly see him going to be the first overall wide receiver taken in this draft as well. I mean, there's just a lot to like about him. I mean, a lot of people are going to knock his size and whatnot, but I just think it's the obvious pick, and I think it's a good one there. But I'm going to take your boy for the Lions at number 8. I'm going to take Trey Smith. I love it too. I really have come around to his game. You know, I kind of joked around.
You sure have, because you were not a fan at first.
Yeah, you know, for most reasons, because you're a Tennessee fan, I like to just give you some crap. But I finished up all of Trey Smith's games last year, and I'm a big fan, man. This dude is deservingly a top 10 pick. You know, can he play tackle? You know, I don't think he's best suited for it, but he has before. The Lions really need some athletic guy who can block at all levels of the field on their interior there. And I think Trey Smith is a perfect fit for them, especially with DeAndre Swift now running the football. I mean, you know, you get your young running back there. Open up some holes for him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so those last four picks, Justin Fields to the Giants, Trey Lance to the Jets, Jalen Waddle to the Dolphins, and Trey Smith to the Detroit Lions. A lot of action on the offensive side of the ball here. Just two defensive picks so far, Zach. And with the Las Vegas Raiders, I kind of want to go to the defensive side of the ball, but I also kind of want to give John Gruden another playmaker, and one that's not quite like the other ones that he has. I actually did this in my mock draft 1.0 article, and I really liked it. I'm not pivoting off of it. I'm going to go with the tight end here, Pat Freiermuth. I think in terms of being the NFL tight end, I could see him absolutely coming off the board first. You know, in the same way that TJ Hawkinson was a top 8 pick, I think Freiermuth brings a lot of those same things. Not only is he a good pass catcher, but he's going to contribute to the running game in terms of blocking. And that's something I think that's going to really perk up John Gruden's eyes. And, you know, I'm not sure what he wants to do with that offense, but it seems like he wants to get as many different playmakers as he can in there. So I think he's that dual threat that's really going to help plug in right away for Vegas.
No, I like it a lot. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Pat too. So I like that pick. I am going to take Caleb Farley here.
Denver Broncos
at 10. Number 10. Yep. I'm going to take the Virginia Tech corner. Listen, man, I like Michael Ojemudia out of Iowa. He's the rookie this year. He's actually looked pretty good. Outside of him, though, you know, there's obviously Bryce Callahan too. There's not a lot of talent in that cornerback room for Denver. So taking a guy who is a bit inexperienced, he's dealt with some injuries, but he has probably the most potential, I would say, to be one of the better corners out of this draft class. You know, I know I said Sertan's my cornerback one, but Farley's not too far behind for me. So I love this pick for them. They need to shore up that secondary there.
All right, I got the Arizona Cardinals here at 11.
Oh, God. Oh, man. What is that laugh for?
Because
you're making me nervous.
Because I just want to – here's the thing when it comes to Arizona. It's like I don't want to take a standard convention to making this draft pick, right? Like the standard convention would be to, you know, get Cosme or even get some interior help on the offensive line. But I'm actually not like, I'm not entirely positive that Arizona wants a good offensive line. Like, and I'm not even joking, but I feel like he wants Kyler on the move. Like, I don't think he wants him to be comfortable in the pocket. So I'm just going to give him, and I want to give him, would you say?
I said, what a jerkhead coach.
But do you feel like I'm wrong? Like, I feel like he wants him on the move. Part of me wants to give him Ja'Marr Chase just to put him on the other side of DeAndre Hopkins and just make it an absolutely monster offense. Part of me wants to give him Brevin Jordan because I think it's the only type of tight end that could fit in this offense and that you could actually line him up out wide. And I'm going to do that one. I'm going to give him Brevin Jordan here. I normally would not take two tight ends early here, but I do think there could be an early run on tight end. I think 11's a little high for Brevin Jordan, but I just really love the idea of him in that Arizona offense. I'm not sure there's a better team that fits for him, and maybe Arizona could wait until the second round and get Brevin Jordan, but this is a mock draft, so I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, you are going to do it. That's for sure.
I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to sit here. I mean, we saw Brevin Jordan look pretty dang good against Louisville. And he looked like a clean route runner. And I just feel like that's something Arizona is going to appreciate, his hands, his ability as a pass catcher. You're up here with the Falcons at number 12.
Yeah, you didn't stall quite long enough for me.
How much more time could I have given you?
I am having a hard time here, but you know what? I think I've settled on a pick here. I'm going to take J.C. Horn out of South Carolina, the corner. So I'm having a little bit of a run on corners here. Man, I do like this cornerback class. I do think there's going to be quite a few corners that go in the first round. And with the Falcons, they took A.J. Terrell last year. They got Isaiah Oliver, who I like enough, but I just don't think he's a top-tier type of corner. And I think someone like J.C. Horn can step up and be that guy that can play inside, play outside, and there's a lot of potential with him. So, yeah, give me the South Carolina corner, J.C. Horn, to the Falcons at 12 here.
All right, that brings me up here with the Miami Dolphins, their second pick of the first round. This one they acquired via the Houston Texans. I know I said I gave him offensive weapons. I don't think we can double down at wide receiver. I don't feel comfortable with that after getting Jaylen Waddle early. It's a little high here to get a running back, even though they need one. I think they could sit with that high pick in the second round and get a good running back. So I'm looking along the offensive line here. You know, I think this is where we could start feeling comfortable with a guy like Wyatt Davis. I don't think it's too early for him.
Oh, he's good, man.
What, you said that's too early?
No. I said he's good. That'd be a good pick.
I think it sounds like he's coming back to get another year in, which could obviously help bump his stock a little bit. I think they could use his help along the offensive line. So, yeah, let's go ahead and go with Wyatt Davis. I think if they're going to really commit to building this team long term, it's got to start in the trenches. And so that'll be a nice balance there to going early at the, you know, at the wide receiver position, balance that out a little bit with the offensive line pick.
Yeah, if you didn't take Davis here, I was going to take him for the Chargers at 14 here. Davis, to be honest with you, I don't think he needs another year because I do think he's already a top 15 pick, kind of locked in. But it's not going to – I don't think it's going to hurt his stock at all unless something happens to him. But I get the Chargers at 14. I'm going to take Samuel Cosmi, the Texas left tackle. I feel like we always talk about how the Chargers are always in need of offensive linemen. Like, their offensive line is just – always terrible. So give me some power. Give me some strength on the left side here to protect their future Hall of Fame quarterback, Justin Herbert. A joke, again. I'm just kidding.
Justin Herbert looked good.
He did look good. He
did look good. I was already doing my victory laps, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like the biggest Justin Herbert fan, but hey, man, kid looked good, though.
I was a pretty big Justin Herbert fan. Pretty big. I mean, he's my quarterback three, don't get me wrong, but that's not bad in last year's draft class.
Yeah, I forget what I had him. I might have him 3-2.
Chicago Bears here at 15. I got to be honest, dude. I have very little idea what I want to do with the Chicago Bears because I don't want to take another quarterback. There's no quarterback that I think deserves this spot at 15. I think we've used up a decent amount of the interior offensive line options.
There's one guy I think you could take here.
Yeah, there's one guy I could take, and it's probably what I'm going to do. There's really good wide receivers still on the board, but my gosh, I cannot in good conscience, even in a mock draft, send a wide receiver to go get wasted in that system in Chicago. Yeah. Not another one, because I could send Ja'Marr Chase here, and then they're going to throw the ball to Javon Wims. and then I'm going to lose my mind.
Exactly.
And I can't have it. I can't have it, Zach. So I'm going to take Josh Myers. And I'm going to go with Josh Myers, get some help along the interior offensive line. We're filling that Chris Long position that they're kind of just patching with a Band-Aid this year. So, we'll go with Josh Myers, the interior offensive lineman out of Ohio State.
Yeah, I like that a lot. They need a lot of help on the inside there. So that leaves me. What's that?
And everywhere else.
Yeah, good point. they're 2-0, and my Vikings are 0-2, so I can't talk too much crap. But so I get the Browns at 16 here. I love this pick for them, getting someone like Nick Bolton, who could step in and fill that Joe Schobert role really well. I think they're missing him a lot this year. These linebackers are struggling out in Cleveland. So give me someone who loves to tackle, loves to hit, and is pretty athletic. I mean, doesn't have a lot of length, but someone that's going to go make a play, and I think the Browns are going to love having someone like this on their team. The linebacker in Missouri, Nick Bolton here.
Didn't want to go with a quarterback here for the Browns?
No, I didn't want to get burned at the stake here by everyone watching.
All right, we broke the system here because we let Ja'Marr Chase fall to the Jacksonville Jaguars with their second pick in the first round via the Los Angeles Rams. We have them getting Ja'Marr Chase. And so Jacksonville walks away with Trevor Lawrence and Ja'Marr Chase. And it's absolutely stupid. And it's absolutely beautiful. And, I mean, there's nothing else to it. It would just be – they would win the draft. They would win the last three drafts in terms of the
first round. Oh, man. Him and Visca too.
It would just be an absolutely ridiculous offense. And Ja'Marr Chase, he fits the type of guy Trevor Lawrence needs to throw the ball. I mean, I don't know what else to say, man. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I love it. So you give me my Minnesota Vikings here, and I get to take Miami's edge rusher Gregory Rousseau, who, I'll be honest with you, is taking a slide. From what I hear from one of our guys, is that Rousseau is currently not really considered a first-round prospect, if you can believe it or not. Like, people have had him in their top three, you know, from the offseason going forward. He's taken a lot of dips in, you know, databases like ours, like, you know, as well as others. So I do think he does go later than most expect. So I'm going to grab the potential. I'm going to go for potential here with the Minnesota Vikings. They need an edge rusher. As you can see, they got Yannick Ngakoue. He's struggling early on with his new team. Daniil Hunter is injured. He, you know, this is his first time missing a game in like forever, basically. As you can see, though, missing them, those two guys, no Everson Griffin, he's gone, and Ngakoue in a new system, and Daniil Hunter injured. This defense has struggled so much. Rousseau can play inside, he can play outside. He's moved to zero tech. He's moved all over the place for Miami. The Vikings would love to have someone like him on their defensive line.
I like it, man. I like it a lot. And, hey, we know the Vikings need all the help they can get. And, again, Zach, these are just the most current Vegas odds. You know, if I was a betting man, I'd probably have Minnesota drafting much, much higher. All right, Tennessee Titans here. It's interesting when it comes to the Tennessee Titans. It's a pretty filled-out roster overall. It's not a perfect roster by any means, but there's few blaring holes in it. When you look at the offensive side of the ball, though, and we're seeing even with A.J. Brown out, they have a serious lack of depth at the wide receiver position. They've gotten by with Adam Humphries in the slot. But if you could pair up A.J. Brown with Corey Davis, who's been looking good, a little bit of a resurgence here, it could just be a two-week flash in the pan, or Corey Davis could start, you know, could be starting to emerge as to what we've wanted him to be since he was a top draft pick. Now what if we add in Rondale Moore in the slot here? Really give Ryan Tannehill as many weapons as possible, especially because there's a good chance they move on from Derrick Henry after this season. There's going to be more emphasis on the passing game, but Rondale Moore is a matchup piece. He's got to keep the offense guessing. The, you know, 180-pound slot receiver here out of Purdue, he could be used in a lot of different ways on the offense. I think he would fit in well there in Tennessee.
No, I like a lot. I like this pick a lot for the Patriots, too, because they need some offensive line help, specifically at tackle. So I'm going to give them Northwestern tackle Rashawn Slater, who's getting a lot of first-round talks around the NFL early on. I believe he already did declare as well, so I'm guessing he's heard some of the first-round rumors. But he's a strong tackle, a lot of power behind his frame there. So protect Cam Newton at all costs because he's their quarterback of the future, it looks like.
I like that. And we're starting to see the offensive linemen come off the board here. We're going to have to do
something. I feel like a lot more that people haven't talked about either. Like Rashawn Slater, I feel like is someone that's not talked about a whole lot, who I think is just a perfect fit for a team like the Patriots, who have a running quarterback now.
You know, from my perception being a little bit more of the outside kind of angle here when it comes to the non-skill position players on the offensive side of the ball, Slater is a guy I've slowly been hearing about more and more. I think he's starting to come onto the radar. And so, you know, he's a guy who benefits, I think, from Big Ten football coming back, right? So Devonta Smith here is going to be my pick here for the Green Bay Packers. Desperately wanted them to get a wide receiver last year. They ignored the position. Maybe they'll do it again, but I cannot sit here and not mock a wide receiver. Devonta Smith is the most underrated guy in the draft. You know, he's coming in a little undersized, but he can do it all. And I think with the two Alabama wide receivers, Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs, off to the NFL this year, we're going to get to see Smith playing a bigger role in this offense, and people's eyes are going to open up a little bit. He's a well-rounded guy, great hands. He can really do it all, and we're going to be able to put that on display this year. Zach, 22 here with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, speaking of a guy that is benefiting from Big Ten football coming back, I think Sean Wade is going to benefit a lot because I do have him a little bit lower down my cornerback rankings. I think partially due to because he played more of just in the slot, you know, Jeff Okuda and Damon Arnett on the outside. So I think Sean Wade moving to the outside, proving that he can play both inside and outside is going to be huge. And the Buffalo Bills they could use someone like Sean Wade, who he's aggressive. He can tackle. The Bills have a good defense. I think he's going to add to that really well here. And you know, outside of Tre'Davious White, you know, they got Levi Wallace, they got Cameron Lewis, you know, guys like that, who Cyron Neal, who I actually kind of like too, but it's not a strong cornerback group, and getting a guy like Sean Wade is going to be huge for them.
Looking at Philadelphia here with the 23rd pick, I think there's a few options we can go down. I definitely think that secondary could still be addressed and supported. You know, they have the need at the linebacker position. We're not quite filled out with the wide receiver still. I think we're seeing the lack of depth along the offensive line be a real factor for them. So Philadelphia, a team that we, you know, even Vegas still pegs as having a good shot at the playoffs, especially with that weak NFC East division. You know, a team that started out 0-2 here and really shown some of their flaws. So I got a few different options I could go down here, but I kind of want to stick with the defensive side of the ball with the secondary here, and I give him Eric Stokes, the corner out of Georgia. You know, borderline first round guy here in our database, 33rd overall. And I think he's going to have the opportunity to stand out a little bit here at Georgia. I'm kind of hearing some hype just in terms of, you know, in the Georgia circuit, in the SEC circuit, high expectations for him going into this year. And when you ball out in the SEC, you get noticed. So I think he has the ability to kind of be a riser and slide into the first back half of the first round, I should say.
Well, I'm a big fan of Stokes, man. I'm a really big fan of Stokes. So that's a really good pick there. Oh man, I get the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I feel like are a bit underrated, you know. So I do like them overall, and gosh, I want to give them a tackle, specifically a right tackle. So I'm looking at a guy like Daniel, my guy, Minnesota. I can't even say his last name, Daniel Falele. I don't even know, but
I think you had it right the first time.
Yeah, and then Jalen Mayfield too. But I just don't think these are guys that are going to be sneaking into the first round here. So that's why I'm trying to figure out which way I want to go here. Could take a guy like Kyle Pitts, but I don't think I want to do that. What are you feeling here, man? I know you don't like Pitts.
I wouldn't give him Pitts. No, don't. Yeah, I mean, geez, I don't know, man. I mean, we could start looking at the running back position. You know, is James Conner really going to be the guy that holds up long term? A guy like Najee Harris kind of fits the Steelers mold there. Don't give them anything on defense. That defense is already scary. I don't really want to deal with anymore.
That defense is scary. Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. That is
Creed Humphrey on the board.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a running back here, and you know what? I'm going to go with the guy that you mentioned, Najee Harris. I think that's a good pick for them too. You know, the big guy, he can kind of do it all. You know, I think he's extremely underrated. I think he's our third running back off the board. I could definitely see him being the first guy off the board here at 24, first running back off the board at 24.
I think he's going to be the first running back off the board. There's some folks who are strongly opposed to that idea, but I feel good about it. Heading on here to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 25. It's an interesting team, man. I mean, you know, when you look at the offensive line, it's not fantastic off the bat, but we've exhausted a lot of offensive line options here so far. So I think we're kind of reaching a little bit, especially if we go for the tackle position. You know, I think if we stick along the interior, Creed Humphrey is a real option. It's kind of who I'm leaning towards right now. Your boy out of Minnesota, he's looked good. He's looked good off the bat there. His name is literally slipping my mind right now.
Who's the tackle?
No, the rookie safety.
Antoine Winfield.
Yeah, I was gonna say on the secondary. It was a little bit of a jump there, but that's usually where I want to look for with Tampa Bay. But it's actually looking all right.
Their secondary isn't the problem this year, which I kind of like to see some of these young guys stepping up.
I'm going to go along the interior here to go with Creed Humphrey out of Oklahoma. I was debating whether or not I wanted to reach a little bit on Leatherwood for the tackle position, but I think we're going to stick on the inside here and go with Creed Humphrey.
Perfect. At 26 for the Colts, I get my boy Jason Away from Penn State. And I know a lot of people started talking about him after he was putting up ridiculous testing numbers. But this dude's for real, and I can't wait for Big Ten football to come back so he can really show his potential. Because now he's got the starting edge job with Shaka Toney. And really like both those guys, but Away is a perfect fit for the Colts defense here.
Yeah, that's a good pick. New York Jets here with their second pick of the first round. This one comes via the Seattle Seahawks. Zach made a stupid pick.
I really do love that pick, to be honest with you. I know, like, you're a Sam Darnold fan, but I don't know, man.
I think they could take Trey Lance at 27.
Trey Lance and Fulton at 27. I tell you what.
This year, man.
Oh, he's got the one game.
Oh, yeah. He's going to ball out against Arkansas Tech or Central Arkansas or whoever. But
dude, I'm going to tell you right now, if the Vikings pass on Trey Lance at 18, then I'll be pissed.
That would be rough. You will just be absolutely just losing your mind.
Yeah. I've officially jumped on the Kirk Cousins sucks bandwagon.
Well, hey, at least you can guarantee him his whole contract.
Bro, you don't know how pissed off I am about that.
That's a 27, man. I mean, wide receiver's an option, running back's an option. The whole team's an option, if we're being honest with ourselves. Tight end is an option. You know, gosh. I mean, we could go anywhere, Zach. We could go anywhere with this team. So I'm trying to think of, like, who is the best value per se. Like,
we're letting someone slip that'd be a perfect fit right here, I think, on defense.
On the defense. Okay, I was going to ask you if it was the defense, because that's kind of what I'm trying to, like, look at our board here and see who has fallen that shouldn't have fallen.
He's right at the top there.
One of the guys – wait, all the way at the top?
Pretty dang close. I think he's at least a top 10 pick in our board – on our database.
Moses?
No. Moses is going to slip farther than people know.
I was thinking Kando.
I was thinking Barrymore here. Or Barmore. I can't say the last name.
Along the interior defensive line?
Well, they play the 3-4, so, and he plays more of that 3-tech. So I think if you pair him who is the one of the top, he was like a top 5 pick from Alabama. Williams, yeah. If they pair him with Williams, I think that'd be sweet.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that. But are we really going to roll whoever out with these same wide receivers next year? Like, that's what I'm struggling with.
Oh, have we not taken a wide receiver for the Jets?
We have not. I mean,
you got to go wide receiver then.
One of the guys that I think is going to go higher than most people are realizing right now, especially because Jamar Chase opted out, is Terrace Marshall. So I'm going to take Terrace Marshall off the board. I think he's an extremely talented wide receiver. He's a really well-rounded wide receiver, great hands. He's going to play a little bit in that large slot, a little bit on the outside there. He's going to kind of serve in a little bit of an X role. I think he can do really everything for LSU this year. I think he's going to be the focal point of that passing game. So I really like Terrace Marshall.
Yeah, I like that a lot too. All right, so I'm looking at the secondary for the 49ers at pick 28. And I think you and I talked about it just a little bit off air before the show started, and there's not really a safety that really stands out in this class. Like, I'm not overly excited about the safety class this year. I know some people are, me not so much. There are some cornerbacks that I think we could talk about taking here. Trill Williams from Syracuse. Even maybe DJ Daniel out of Georgia. He's sneaky good, dude. He's sneaky good. But I am going to go Hamza Nasirildeen from Florida State. He was getting a lot of love last year. I think he kind of got some maybe bad grades from the NFL, which is why he decided to return to Florida State this year. But I just think they could use someone that's big, physical, can cover. And at pick 28 and the 49ers defense being as good as it is, I think they can take a risk on someone like that who has probably a higher floor than most people realize. But the ceiling is it's sky high for him. It's just a matter of if he reaches it or not.
I'm glad we let Barmore fall because I think he's actually
– perfect fit for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think he's a much better fit here for Dallas. Gosh, who did they – who is their big signing that went down with injury right off the bat this year? Why am I forgetting his name? Gerald McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
They lost him right away to injury, and now you can kind of tell it's one of their weaker spots on that team. I think the defense needs a little bit of attention overall. And so I think, you know, Barmore is a great fit right here on the interior.
All right, so I get the Saints at 30 as we come to a close for this.
Heading into the home stretch.
I'm watching the Monday Night Football game, and currently the Saints are losing to the Raiders. I think it's 24-17. And I wish I could come in with this pick with some knowledge as to why the Saints are losing, but but I can't. Maybe it's because Michael Thomas is down, so maybe I go wide receiver here. Yeah, let's do that.
I mean, there's no depth in that position.
They're really? So give me a Minnesota boy. Good deep threat. I think there's a lot of potential with him here, but were you going to say something?
No, I think that's a good pick. I think that's a fine pick. Oh,
did I cut out a little bit or something? Or what?
Okay. Yeah, just a little bit. You're fine, though. I think that Rashad Bateman very well could fall out of the first round. So I feel like 30 here is a good – it's just a good reality check for some people that I think, you know, think Bateman could be a top 10 wide receiver. I think he's closer to 30 than he is 10. So I'm glad you took him here at the
100%.
End to talk about that. But, you know, I do want to point out, I feel like 30 is a good spot for him, if not, you know, top half of the second round, which – there's nothing wrong with that. You could still be a good wide receiver and be a top half of the second round pick. But, I think we're proceeding with a little bit of necessary caution there.
Yeah, 100%. And, yeah, I mean, it's clear as day that Breeze is not passing very well without Michael Thomas. So get him another weapon here.
All right. We're going on to the Chiefs here. What do we do with the Kansas City Chiefs? I'm going to go ahead and take the guy that I tried to take earlier. You know, I think we could use some help at the edge position here. And Kando can definitely do that. He came out, and they have a name for it, but our Kando, he got to, like, swing the hammer or something like that. I don't know. He got recognized as being, like, the best preseason player, the best offseason player for the Seminoles. Really kind of hyped guy out of Florida State. His draft stock, I think, is rising. And I'd be surprised if he didn't find his way into the first round here. I should have let you pick for them so I could pick for the Ravens, but it's fine.
Yeah, Kando's a good pick. It's – God, man, he needs to stay healthy, though. That's my only problem with him is stay healthy. He's already injured again this year. That's what sucks about him, but I got to pick
– just ignore the parts of players that you know, go against my opinion of them, so that's fine.
Dude, I get the Ravens here. You want to help me out? I'm currently leaning wide receiver. I'm not going to lie to you.
Nah, I hate that.
Really?
Why would you waste a high? It's not a Ravens move. I think you got a couple options here in terms of what the Ravens would do, the edge position, because we don't know if Calais Campbell's a long-term lockup. Interior defensive line, linebacker there. Those would probably be the biggest needs.
Bro, do I just do a pick that I would do for the Ravens because there's so much versatility?
I mean,
he's a sneaky first round pick, but he's definitely a high day two pick.
There's a guy, and I'm looking at our board here, and there's a guy who sticks out on our board in terms of who, you know, the type of player I think the Ravens might go after.
Oh, bro, I think this is a perfect okay. Ravens pick.
All right.
And I'm in love with him. I'm not going to lie to you. It's Joseph Asai from Texas. So he plays outside linebacker. So he'll drop into coverage every once in a while. He'll play at the second level. But I think his strength is when he's rushing from the defensive line on the edge. This dude has so much potential. I swear to God, dude. This guy, he's going to be everything Baltimore wants in an edge rusher. I mean, like Terrell Suggs type of production. Like, this dude is going to be so good. I don't think people realize it yet. He flashed, unreal potential in the Utah game last year in the bowl game. I'm telling you, this guy is going to show out this year. He's going to sneak into the first round, and I think Baltimore would be a perfect fit for someone like him.
All right, man. That's all 32 picks here in the first round based on current Vegas odds. Again, we're referencing our draft board over at dynastydraftroom.com/2021prospects. We're doing NFL draft articles, Devy fantasy football articles, Dynasty fantasy football articles daily over at dynastydraftroom.com. Make sure to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. We're bringing you NFL draft, Dynasty fantasy football, Devy fantasy football content 365 all year round. And we'll catch you in the next episodes later this week with the Dynasty and Devy content.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room Podcast. Please make sure to go ahead and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rate and review. And tell a friend.